Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Leytonstone Loves Film 2021 podcast series. My name is Stuart Wright, and regular listeners will know I've been the host of Britflix podcast since 2013. For new listeners who came here for the Leytonstone Loves Film 2021 content, I've been a resident of Leyton for over 20 years, and I'm proud to be part of a film festival happening right on my doorstep in East London, UK. Leytonstone Loves Film 2021 is a free 4-day film festival and really has something for everyone of all ages who can make it to the birthplace of one of cinema's greats, Alfred Hitchcock. It runs from Wednesday 15th September to Sunday 19th September in outdoor and indoor venues along the Leytonstone High Road and across town. There'll be open air film screenings in Langthorne Park and indoor events in Leytonstone Library, St John's Church, Philibrook, Heathcote and Star, Nexus Centre, online and more. As well as films, there'll be talks, installations, trails and workshops. The Leytonstone Loves Film 2021 podcast series will be 10 podcasts in total. 9 are released on Friday, 3rd of September. Each of those podcasts feature 3 or 4 preview interviews with the filmmakers and or film organisations taking part in the 4-day event. A 10th podcast will be released late September, look back on highlights from Leytonstone Loves Film 2021. The show notes include the names of the guests and organisations featured in this episode, links to the main Leytonstone Loves Film 2021 website, as well as links to specific parts of the programme that feature in this episode. That includes the what, the where and the when. It just needs me to say, on with the interviews and enjoy this episode of the Leytonstone Loves Film 2021 podcast series. Who are you and who or what do you represent?
So my name is Faith Austin and I work at the Barbican Centre as a technical coordinator.
Okay, now technical coordinator could mean a lot of things. So in the context of Leytonstone Loves Film, what does a technical coordinator do?
I'm a technical coordinator at the Barbican across 3 departments: communities and neighbourhoods, creative learning, and Level G. Communities and neighbourhoods support Leytonstone Loves Film. So as technical coordinator across those 3 departments, essentially what I do is support those departments and their projects. It could be setting up an exhibition, or it could be sending someone a camera for a photography project that they're doing, and just managing booking of our equipment. But for Leytonstone Loves Film, I actually am the production manager for it. So although my role is technical coordinator across those departments, I guess it's a little bit of a promotion for me to production manage Leytonstone Loves Film. So, I'm really excited. And so in terms of coordinating the festival, I'm taking all of the production elements, so all of the technical and also licensing and health and safety, and overseeing all of that for Leytonstone Loves Film.
And what in a festival like Leytonstone Loves Film, or on a community event like Leytonstone Loves Film, what are particularly the main challenges for you in that role?
So obviously there are a lot of people working on this and there are a lot of different projects happening. So it is actually one of the biggest challenges is actually coordinating everyone and making sure that we have the right equipment and kind of risk assessments and stuff in place for all of the different projects that are coming in, and just literally absorbing the amount of information that comes your way. I would say that is definitely the biggest challenge, is literally just taking in that information and making sense of it. There are just so many projects happening, which is really, really exciting.
On a fun side of it, what What aspects of a specific event are you looking forward to at Leytonstone Loves Film?
That's a toughie.
Well, not so much a specific project, but what aspect of the festival itself are you looking forward to seeing happen?
Do you know what? I'm really interested in seeing the community stuff. So, because Leytonstone has such a rich history regarding cinema, and my grandma was born around there, but she moved when I was quite young. Unfortunately, she's not with us anymore. So I can't ask her about her experiences and stuff around there. But it's very weird kind of popping back there and going, I've been here before, you know, and you just get that feeling that you recognise a place. And I hadn't been there since I was a baby, maybe 3 years old, and then she moved. So for me, it's been really exciting going back there and talking to all the different partners that live around there and finding out about the history. And they've all been talking about their films and their projects that they're doing about the community and the history of Leytonstone and cinema. So for me, that's really exciting. I'm really excited to kind of find out more and understand more about the area and its links to cinemas, because it is so interesting that it has such this rich history but doesn't have a big permanent cinema anymore.
No, it's wild. It's wild. I remember a Norwegian friend of mine was over for a conference and he was having a drink with me in Leyton. And I said to him, you know that Alfred Hitchcock was just born walking distance from where we're sat now. And he's going, no, he wasn't. I said he was. And so we just got out of the pub, we went to Leyton Tube, got off at Leytonstone Tube. And obviously the first thing you see is the mosaics. And his mind was blown, like that he was living so close to such a cinematic, to the place that gave birth to a cinematic great. And it works two ways, doesn't it? It's overwhelming that somebody so great to the cinema canon is from Leytonstone, but also it's absolutely inspiring to anyone that thinks, I'm from Leytonstone, what right have I got making a film? You go, well, Alfred Hitchcock.
Every right. You have every right to make a film. Everyone has every right to make a film. Definitely people from Leytonstone.
Why does film work best, do you think, as a shared experience? Because obviously a community event revolving around film is very much about the shared experience, isn't it? So what is it about film that sort of does that so well?
I come from a theatre background mainly.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously theatre is very much a community event. Really, you're in that space with the actors and with the audience. And so film obviously is very different. You're not there necessarily with the actors, with the director. You're not all in the same room together, which is actually, I think, a bit nicer. You don't have to be polite, but I think it's just this camaraderie. Is that how you pronounce it?
Camaraderie.
Thank you. In a way of just all coming together as this collective and just totally investing yourself, whether it's in a bad way or in a good way, with art.
Yeah.
So even just kind of, so funny enough, I was actually watching Movies That Made Us. It's really good. And it was really funny, actually. There was a moment in it where they were talking about the test screening that they did for Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when they send the dog off in the DeLorean.
Yes.
They panicked because when that moment happened in the test screening, all of the audience went silent and looked absolutely horrified.
Wow.
And as a collective, because they'd thought that they'd just killed a dog in the movie.
A big no-no.
And then when the dog reappeared, they went, oh yay. Just so, and all, every single person, they suddenly were on the side of the movie. And as a collective, then from that moment on, what was with that film. And I just find that really interesting as a collective reacting in that way. And I had a similar moment personally when I think it is very different where you are in the world as well with cinema.
Mm.
Because I've never had an experience like this in the UK. But when I was in America, I went to see Lord of the Rings. The third one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very sorry again if this is a potential spoiler for anyone who's not seen Lord of the Rings, but the bit on the battlefield where she lifts her helmet and says, "I am no man," and then kills the Witch King. Mm-hmm. The audience stood up and cheered in America, and it was amazing. It was such an amazing feeling. And as an English person, I don't usually do that in the cinema. Mm. I did, because I was so into it and really with this audience. It was amazing. So yeah, I think that's why I think it's such an amazing medium, and as a community coming together to react to something that someone has made. And it is totally different to theatre in that aspect, because you don't have to kind of do the things where everyone comes out and bows. You can kind of have that conversation there as it ends, as it you know, as it's happening. You know, as much as a lot of people don't like that, you can have those reactions and you don't have to internalize them as much as you do in the theater, because you have to be respectful of the people on stage. So for me, because I have both of those art forms that I love and love to go and experience, I think that's the big difference for me with film, if that made any kind of sense.
It made absolute sense. I once went to the Brussels Fantasy and Horror Film Festival, and at that one, they have a bunch of people, and it's the culture of the festival as much as it is about watching films. And they would take the mickey out of certain horror tropes. So if the full moon was ever showed as a frame, a pocket of the audience would howl at the moon. And if anyone points a torch into a dark room, which is obviously a very big horror film trope, you go, "Hello, hello," you know, the whole kind of, you're waiting for them to get jumped on. The audience would go, "Cooey, cooey." And it was, when it first happened, I was like, they're ruining the film. And then I was like, then you get into it. And what happens is that if the film is good, they stop doing it. And if the film is bad, it makes the bad film experience more fun. It was kind of a weird kind of testing ground of whether this film's going to hold our attention or not.
I must say that I do love watching bad, or people that, movies that are considered bad. Mm. Let's say it that way.
So bad they're good.
Yeah, because you laugh out loud, you kind of talk about things as they're happening. It is great. And I do, that's the thing, you go and see a terrible theatre show and you're like, well, that was 2 hours of my life wasted. You never think that really about a bad movie, because you still enjoyed it in some weird way, because you were able to connect with another person or a group of people over it.
Well, look, Faith, it just gives me to say thank you very much for giving us your time on the Britflix podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun.
You are listening to the Leighton Stone Loves Film podcast series. Leighton Stone Loves Film returns for a third year from the 15th to the 19th of September 2021. Across 4 days, Leighton Stone in East London will be host to a variety of free events brought to you by local filmmakers and film organisations. Let's get back to the interviews. Who are you, and who and what do you represent?
So my name is Helen Crockford. I am the director of Walthamstow Toy Library and Play Centre. And our mission is to provide a safe and stimulating place for families with under fives to play, learn and interact. Now, we've just taken over the running of Langthorne Park Pavilion in Leightonstone, and we're setting up our sort of sister organisation, the Leightonstone Toy Library and Play Centre. So that's how I've come to get involved in the Leightonstone Film Festival.
I've never heard of a toy library before. How did that come about? Do you know?
Yeah, so we've been running in the borough for 46 years.
Gee whiz.
So we were set up by a group of health visitors who were concerned about the lack of play opportunities for some sectors of the community. And it started out, you know, it was very small, just, you know, few toys that people could come and borrow. And it's just gone from strength to strength. So we are like a book library. You basically come and borrow toys. You get to take them home for 3 weeks and then bring them back and swap them for something else. It's funny, actually, because I was talking to someone earlier about a toy library, and he's like, oh, it's such a shame that, you know, people can't afford to buy toys for their kids. And I was like, actually, no, that's, you know, you're sort of missing the point here. It's actually about, you know, now it's about environmentalism and the fact that, you know, toys are just so wasteful, you know, the amount of sort of plastic that ends up going into landfill. And so borrowing from a toy library is actually a really good way, you know, of sort of being sort of environmentally friendly and sustainable.
So what does Leytonstone Loves Film mean to you?
Well, I'm really excited because, I mean, actually, I've never, ever been to Leytonstone Loves Film. I've lived in the borough for 21 years and, you know, never been. And just, you know, the fact that we've now taken over the running of the pavilion, and I know there's going to be screenings in the amphitheatre, which is right next to the pavilion. I'm just really excited to sort of get involved and just to kind of meet another sort of, you know, sort of other sort of communities in the borough, because we do the Walthamstow Garden Party every year. So, and, you know, that's obviously like a massive event and great fun. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to sort of, one, doing another event again, because actually we haven't done an event for 2 years, and something really different. Yeah, we've never been involved before.
So what exactly will you be contributing to Leytonstone Loves Film?
So we are, I mean, we're all about play. So actually we are going to be setting up lots of different play activities. We're going to be trialing and piloting a new idea where I haven't quite come up with the name for it yet, but it's kind of, we're thinking about sort of leave it out, and what it's going to be are buckets of toys left around Langthorne Park, which is just a beautiful park. There's just so much to do and to see. So we want to just leave out lots of different things that people can just take, play with, and then put back in the bucket. So there's like basketball, football courts. So, you know, I mean, every parent's worst nightmare is, you know, you get to the park and then the kids are like, have you brought my football? No, I haven't. So having, you know, sort of a bucket of balls that people can play with, there's like table tennis, you know, some table tennis bats and balls. And then in the children's play area, lots of what in the early years we call loose parts. So just lots of different pieces that they can play with. So maybe like fabric and pegs that they can build, you know, dens or whatever they like with, you know, chalks, bubbles, all sorts of things that they can just pick up and play. So we're going to have buckets of those around the park. There's also, I mean, it's just such a brilliant park for wildlife as well. There's a lovely sort of pond and sort of lots of wildlife areas. We were thinking, you know, having sort of magnifying glasses and maybe sort of photo sheets so that people can, you know, sort of those people that are sort of interested in that can have a sort of hunt for some mini beasts and wildlife. But it's not very film related at all. But it's all about play.
I was going to say, but it's an event, and that, you know, you can't. I mean, I go to a lot of film festivals. You can't spend your time in the dark for the entire festival. You have to socialise at times. So I think that's really great to provide that opportunity.
I mean, and being a little bit controversial as well. I mean, obviously, you know, sort of under fives, you know, it's not recommended that they have very much screen time. So, you know, it's good for them to be out playing and, you know, sort of not sitting. So definitely much more sort of physical activity for them. So I think there's something for everybody.
Indeed. So what aspect of specific event are you looking forward to at Leytonstone Loves Film?
Yeah, I just can't wait to see the amphitheatre in use. I mean, I've never, ever seen it being used. So I think that will be really exciting. So I know the Stowe Film Lounge are going to be sort of running some screenings. So yeah, I can't wait to just sort of, you know, sit in there and just, because it's such a brilliant space.
So, I mean, in that sense then, what is it about the shared experience watching a film, especially in somewhere like the amphitheatre?
You know, just sort of being outside, you know, experiencing who knows what the weather will be like. You know, it's been just pretty horrendous the last few days. You know, just experiencing, you know, just sort of a film with the elements around you, you know, sort of the sounds of the leaves and the trees. And I mean, I don't know what they're going to be screening, but I just think, you know, I love watching films with my kids. It just is such a nice, you know, sort of experience to just to chat about what we've seen and how it made us feel. And my kids actually despair of me if we ever go to the cinema, because I do cry at everything. And, you know, they're just like, oh, mum, you know, if it's they're like, but it's happy, why are you crying?
Thinking of the toy library, how do you go about acquiring the toys? Are they donated? Do you buy them?
Yeah, so lots of our toys are donated by sort of members of the community. We had recently some vouchers from Little Tykes, which is a big sort of toy company. So we've bought lots of new stuff with those for our Langthorne site. And yeah, donations, whenever we get grants, we always put in for some money to get some new toys.
So if people were looking to donate to the cause, as it were, where can they find you?
Yeah, so if people would like to donate toys, they can look on our website, which is www.walthamstowtoylibrary.org. Mm-hmm. And there's a little section, or there will be a little section on there, saying what we need and what we don't need, because we don't take things like, we don't take soft toys, and obviously we want toys that are in really good condition. We need to make sure that all the pieces are there. You know, there's nothing worse than doing a puzzle and finding a piece missing. We want to make sure that the toys are in a usable condition.
Okay, well I'll put a link in the show notes where we can click on that, and it just gives me to say thank you very much for giving us your time on the Britflix podcast.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Leytonstone Loves Film podcast series. Leytonstone Loves Film returns for a third year from the 15th to the 19th of September 2021. Across 4 days, Leytonstone in East London will be host to a variety of free events brought to you by local filmmakers and film organisations. Let's get back to the interviews. Who have we got on the interview now?
Hi, I'm Alyssa and I'm from Not Another Film Club.
Sorry, I'm Isaac, also Not Another Film Club.
Hi, I'm Eddie from Not Another Film Club.
And what can you tell me about Not Another Film Club?
So Not Another Film Club came together after we had all met through the Barbican Young Programmers. And I'd say what we kind of represent is a love of film and having an appetite for discovery, discovering something new, something a bit different, and film as a shared experience with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, our experiences as Barbican Young Programmers just meant that we were meeting regularly and talking about film. And although it kind of began in a more professional sense in that we were talking about the Chronic Youth Film Festival, we'd always end up going to the pub after and just kind of airing out our opinions there as well.
What would you say is a typical Not Another Film Club film?
I don't know if we have a typical film. I guess we could say we try to focus on rediscovering films, either historically or films that wouldn't be kind of seen in our normal context. So mm-hmm. kind of international film or film, yeah, or non-international films from a long time ago. And then also looking at it from a lens of youth, essentially like looking at it from our perspectives as young people and seeing, you know, what we can take away from those films in our present, kind of from our present vantage point. I don't think we have like a, and I hope the others can be here, but I don't think we have a typical NAFC film. But maybe Alyssa and Isaac have one.
I suppose, yeah, when we first started, I guess we, or at least for me, it was looking at films and how they relate to like youth a bit, because I think that kind of came from us starting off like meeting during the young programming sessions.
Mm.
Okay. I think that changed quite quickly.
Well, that answers my question better than just sort of isolating a film, to be honest with you. So that's really interesting. Starting with Alyssa then. So all three of you can give me an opinion on this if you like. What does Leytonstone Loves Film mean to you?
I think to me it means connecting with fellow film lovers. I've been really enjoying learning about what the other partners do, but also putting community first. Because obviously the film festival is so embedded within the actual physical space that is Leytonstone.
Mm.
I think it means a lot to us, especially after lockdown and not really actually being able to go out and go to places.
Addy?
Yeah, I agree with Alyssa a lot, basically. So I think for me, it means, yeah, it's a community of yeah, film lovers and people who are passionate about sharing film with other people, or with the wider community. Yeah. I find it very, it's a really great platform, basically, because we came in as kind of novice film programmers from the Barbican Young Programmer scheme. Mm-hmm. And Laying Stone Love Film gave us an opportunity to program our first festival outside of that. And then just kind of, it was a given that we were going to do it the following year as well. And I think that was a really great, it was a really great feeling to think that, you know, we were trusted enough to be able to, you know, do this. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity.
Isaac?
Well, yeah, I was going to say too, is now that things are, you know, opening up again and stuff, I really like that this Leytonstone Festival, you know, our screenings in a library and stuff like that. I like that the film is being kind of brought out of cinemas as well, because, you know, I don't think everyone can really make it into central London and like to try and like, so I quite like the way that the festival's making it, yeah, a lot more accessible to the local community.
Excellent. So what will the Not Another Film Club be contributing to Leytonstone Loves Film this year?
A really fun and exciting film that we really loved, but also the opportunity just to have to meet up with your friends and have a laugh, because we have a quiz planned as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think people have been missing in-person events. Yeah, this is something that we're excited to bring to Leytonstone Loves Film Festival. And we'll also be connecting audiences to Singbury, a local restaurant. I think after the pandemic, the importance of like local communities and businesses is something that we want to preserve.
And what film is it you're going to be showing?
It's a Thai film called Bad Genius from, hopefully I don't get this wrong, I think 2017.
Okay.
A really popular film that came out in Thailand that was really successful, I think, all over Southeast Asia and Asia, I think Asia in general. And I think Alyssa had a great description for it, which is, it's essentially Ocean's 11 meets Gossip Girl. So I feel like that's a good description, a good hook to get people interested in the
movie. Hell of a pitch. So then, so you're going to be in the library with that, are you?
Yeah, Leytonstone Library, I think.
So then, again, just we'll start with Alyssa this time. What is it about film that you think works best as a shared experience?
I actually thought this was quite a hard question to answer. I think film is inherently a shared experience, you know, from inception to viewing. I think watching a film with friends is so amazing because you get, when you talk to them about it, you get to hear about things that you didn't see. So I think that's always exciting. You kind of get to see the world from their perspective as well.
Yeah.
And it kind of pushes you to have, to develop these kind of multiple perspectives. And, you know, sometimes, especially when you don't agree about something.
I always like it when I don't agree about something. It's almost like I can see a different film after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Addy, do you have anything to share with us about what it is about showing people films?
I guess it's, for me, it's, yeah, there's just a lot of joy that I associate with watching a really good film and then sharing it with people that you care about. Because it's kind of this, it's a really beautiful thing to just be able to tell someone, like, I really love this thing and I want you to see it too. And then you'll have that thing where you show someone a film you really like, and you spend probably half the time looking at their reactions to the things that you thought were really good. And I just think that's a really nice experience. It's something that I used to do with my sister when I was growing up. And I've kind of continued it with like my friends, and I think the more people you kind of share films with, the better, because, you know, you can have those conversations about different things that people, you know, take away from it.
Indeed. Isaac?
I suppose I'm still trying to think of the right words. I guess film is in like a form of media that, yeah, really lends itself to like being watched as a group, because like I think Andy and Alyssa kind of said, you know, people, you're kind of experiencing the same thing at the same time, but we'll have like totally different experiences with it. And I think, you know, once it's out there, it's just, yeah, I think just sharing it and, you know, you can like get so much from like an hour and a half watching a film, and then
and like another hour and a half of just like talking about it. I suppose it like you can kind of extend the life of a film by watching it with people.
Yeah, well, they do say that a film is written, it is then produced, and then it is edited, and then the audience gets it. So there's four distinct stages of seeing a film. That, you know, if it gets all the way to the audience, but then the audience get to be as variable as anything, whereas the three other parts of the process have to sort of be unifying to get to almost like a shared vision.
Yeah, then it just kind of expands forever, like once people have seen it, I guess.
Yeah, it has a life of its own.
Exactly, yeah.
How do people find Not Another Film Club outside of Leytonstone Loves Film? How can they find out more information about what you do?
We have a social media presence. So
the Twitter handle is at NA Film Club 1. And then the Instagram handle is at NA Film Club.
Brilliant. Now, I've got to ask you, because I didn't know about this, but what? So the program you did with the Barbican about film programming. And for any young people listening into this who catch this interview, what was maybe one or two tips or pointers that you picked up that you wouldn't have known before doing it that have really helped you in terms of your own programming going forward?
For me, I used to think that there was like a set kind of film that would like you'd be able to program and like be able to screen and stuff. But really, like once you start doing it, I guess you can, you know, there's like an infinite possibility out there. It's like, I guess I used to think maybe it was a bit limited, but now I think, you know, there's an audience for everything.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I would say for me, it was kind of discovering that kind of established cinemas are very open to pitches from anyone, basically. So if you have a good idea, if you're passionate about a film, like Isaac mentioned, there's an audience for everything. So you can just go to like, established cinema and say like, I've got this idea, I want to show this film, and like a lot of times they'll be open to it.
Look, guys, it just gives me then to say thank you very much and give you time on the BritFlix podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You are listening to the Leytonstone Loves Film podcast series. Leytonstone Loves Film returns for a third year from the 15th to the 19th of September 2021. Across 4 days, Leytonstone in East London will be host to a variety of free events brought to you by local filmmakers and film organisations. Let's get back to the interviews. Who are you and who or what do you represent?
My name is Sam Francis. That's the name I was given at birth. I am a performer initially. I now direct. I'm a filmmaker and I'm really proud to own a performing arts production academy called X7, and we're based in Leytonstone.
How did that come about?
Well, it all came about from being in the industry. So I trained as an all-round performer. I got a scholarship at Erdan Academy. I was very fortunate that I had a parent, my mother, who could see that I was one of those performers from a very young age. At the age of 2, I would still be in the party jamming when everyone else was tired. So there was something in my spirit I think she decided to support me with. So she kept encouraging me, and she took me to my first ballet class at the age of 7. And there I did, you know, tap, modern, all forms of dance, and continued performing through my young age, and then took it seriously when I went on to Erdan, where I did drama, dance, and all aspects of performing arts. So that's how it came about. And I was fortunate enough to have lots of experience performing and seeing the world, which is what I love about our jobs. I was always writing. I love to tell stories, whether it's through dance, performing arts, or whether it's through drama and films and theatre. So we decided after a little while, this is me and my partner, Jackson, who also co-owns X7. He's the vocal manager of X7. And we got a bit bored of touring. So just living out of the suitcase, we loved it. But I think there's a point in your career where you're like, oh, I love this, but actually, I just want to be at home and cook a meal. So
I hear you.
I'm sure you do. So we got to that point. And we used to do lots of one-off projects. I used to work at Sylvia Young and do lots of different projects for Hackney Empire. And one of the young people said to us, and actually not just one, a few of the young people said to us, why do you only do it in term times? Why is it not a regular thing that you do? So a light bulb moment happened and we discussed it. And we said, you know what? We live in Waltham Forest. I'd love to deliver bespoke performing arts. And this was many years ago. I think we're talking about 15 years ago now. And that's the birth of X7 Academy. And that's the reason why we opened it.
Cool. So just while we're on that, then how can people get in touch with you about the X7 Academy?
Brilliant. So we have a website, really easy to access, www.x7performingarts.com.
Brilliant. Well, I'll put a link in the show notes for you so that people can click on that when they hear this podcast. So moving on, what does Leytonstone Loves Film mean to you?
Oh, okay. First of all, the first thing I think about is the collaboration of all the amazing filmmakers in Leytonstone.
Mm.
And the fact that we have so many people that have a passion and a love for film, and it's a place for everyone to showcase and also to enjoy.
Sounds like a place I want to be. What will you be specifically contributing to Leytonstone Loves Film this year?
This year we're really excited to contribute a short film called In Plain Sight. It's based on a young girl's journey, but there's like magic intertwined. Always with me because of my background. So there's a bit, there's singing, there's dance in it. There's lots of different members from the community. And it tells a story that I hope will inspire because it inspired me. And that's part of the reason why we created it.
Mm. And where will people be able to see it as part of Leytonstone Loves Film?
So for now, we're definitely showcasing it at X7, mm-hmm. Which is our building, which we're fortunate to have. And we're going to be showcasing it there. So it will be in September and it will be at X7 Academy, Nexus Centre.
Okay, so for those outside of the borough that might be listening, whereabouts is that?
So you can find our postcode is E15 2AH. We are in Waltham Forest, Leytonstone.
Fantastic, fantastic. Again, I'll put the details in the show notes so people can look that up easy enough. What aspect or specific event are you looking forward to the most at Leytonstone Loves Film this year?
Oh my gosh, there are so many, but I have to say, and I'm going to be biased, but I am looking forward to what's going on at X7 because it's not just my film. It's a real community environment. So we've been inviting everyone from around the borough and obviously beyond. And also Avenue Estates, Liza has produced a documentary about the space that we are living in and my community that's immediate. So I'm really looking forward to that. But then, you know, you have so many things. So I can say I'm biased, but at the same time, I think there's so many great things going on from Landfall Park, you know, from all the Avent, from the library. So there's loads of amazing different types of films for lots of people.
And in that sense, then, why does film sometimes work best when it's a shared experience?
What I love about film, and this is part of the reason why I've started to create more and more films, is the fact that you can reach a wider audience. When you're in the theatre,
mm-hmm.
You have a certain amount of people that can come because you have different shows at a certain time. But with film, everybody can access it. And that's what I love about Leytonstone Loves Film. You have an opportunity to check out what is going on and you can choose what film you would like. And there's such a versatility in all different styles of films. That's for me, that's the magic of film. The magic of film is that it reaches many different types of audience. You don't have to dress a certain way or be a certain way. You can access that film and enjoy it.
I must admit, it's one of the things I always love about film festival events is that you kind of can cut to the chase because you know you're there for films. So therefore, you've already got that commonality between each other.
Mm. I agree with you because it's you're all going to watch something that you may be interested in, or it's something you've decided, actually, let me just check this out. But your whole spiritual energy is open to watching and finding out something new, just increasing your knowledge in something you may not even know about.
Now, while I've got you on the podcast, I'd love to know, what do you think the differences are between a stage performance and a performance in front of camera, and what do you think the similarities are?
Yeah, so if I was to explain that from an audience point of view,
yeah.
as a participant. When it comes to live performances, what I love about live performances is that it's happening at the moment, in the moment. And whatever you see is what you get. It can't change because it's live.
Yeah, got you.
But what I love about film, it's something that can take you into another realm, another world. You know, your spirit is allowed to go within that moment. And sometimes you're so involved that you forget you're watching the film. So that's what I love about film, is the fact that it can take you on a completely and utterly different journey, but it really does take you to another place. And sometimes when the film's finished, you just realize you were watching a movie. So I love, for live audience, I love the fact that the audience is participating. You're laughing at something, you're crying at something. Mm. But with film, it can also be quite an individual response to what you're watching. You know, sometimes, you know, you may watch it with three or four people. You decide to watch it on your own. And actually, it wouldn't matter because it should take you in that world.
I've never thought about that before. Yeah, because what you're saying is that with a theatre, you're all in the moment, whether you're on the stage or you're in the seats. Whereas a film, it's mediated, and therefore you can decide how you look at it, how you respond to it, because you can have that singular experience and you can go back to it as well. So you can stop it, you can rewind it if you're watching it at home. So, which obviously a theatre production, you'd be hard-pressed to get an actor to say, can you just say that line again, please?
Yeah, no, it's just, again, like you said, it's just with theatre, it's the beauty of it is it's happening in the moment and it's happening right now. But again, like, you know, with film, it's something you can go back on. If there's things you didn't understand, you can rewind it and you can keep watching it. You know, I know many people that have watched films over and over again. And every time you watch that film, you learn something new. It's like, you know, you watch it once, you enjoyed it. You watch it the second time, you didn't realise or notice that character was doing something slightly different. So it's very special.
Now, for maybe a younger listener tuning into this, I'd be interested to know what your experience is as sort of someone who sort of thought of themselves as sort of in this creative industries, studied and went touring and stuff, and obviously now you're an adult. Mm. So for a young person thinking, I feel I've got the bug or of this, that, and other. Any lessons learned that you can pass on, and or even how important is it that you, as a performer, you get to have a formal education versus not a formal education?
Mm. You know, I always sit on the fence on that, because I think that experience is the most valuable thing, whether it's in formal education or whether it's you learn it through a different skill. The most important thing is for you to develop your skill as a young performer is gaining your experiences, whether it's you're going to open classes or whether you decide to train full time. My decision was to train full time. Mm-hmm. And that was just because, you know, the teachers that train you, if you go to the right school, are teachers that are in the industry. So they are teaching you or passing on their knowledge from the industry.
Got you.
Which for me is priceless. And we all need guidance. Why make mistakes if someone's already done it and they can experience and tell you and support you on how to move forward? So learn from people that have already had the experience is the best way to learn. And the way you learn is experiencing as much as you can as a performer, and train, whether it's full time or train, whether it's watching movies, train, whether it's finding time to read a script, train, whether it's going to watch a production. You are constantly learning as performers. But if it's something you want to do seriously, really, all your heart and your soul goes into your passion, and that will help you to succeed.
Well, on that positive note, it just gives me to say thank you very much for giving us your time on the Britflix podcast.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this episode of Leighton Stone Loves Film 2021 podcast series. If you've got time, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Leighton Stone Loves Film is produced by The Barbican in partnership with local residents and organisations, and is commissioned by the London Borough of Waltham Forest, supported by Arts Council England.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.